need Greg on. He's yet to join.
IPA board meeting, June
17th, 2026. Well, hold it. Yeah, let's give him just a minute. So I'm just going to go on mute for just a minute.
I'll go on mute, too.
What's that?
Oh, I just said I'm going on mute, too.
Okay. All right, no worries. We'll be back on in just a second.
Board of Directors meeting for Wednesday, June 17th at 2 o'clock to order. We do have a short agenda today, but so we'll go through an order though. First item we have is introductions and announcements. We'll do a quick trip around the room here. I'm Nick Batten. I'm from Price City. I have the pleasure of also being on the IPA board.
Cameron Cowan, IPA staff.
Blake Hackey, IPA staff.
Best Williams, Beaver City, IPA board.
Mark Montgomery, Logan City, and IPA board.
Tyson Jones, Enterprise City, IPA board.
Joel Easley, High City, and IPA board.
Since you're here, Kevin, you want to run through all my floors?
Yeah, and Caitlin's on. She's having technical difficulties. I don't know. We're getting a bad echo. I don't know if people online. I don't know why that is.
Eric says no.
Must be in here.
Commissioning. Greg, would you take a moment to introduce that for us?
Sorry, I think you were not hearing us for a long time.
Yeah.
I finally just unmuted. In the room. I'm managing two different computers, so I'm sorry. I muted one and muted both on accident. So anyway, I did do an online roll call. You didn't hear it all. I did, so it counts. So
Yeah, I can give you some background on this. Originally, we had under the operating agent's authority, gotten a contract and agreement with a company called BIC for commissioning support, and we were using that contract for commissioning support at Intermountain Switchyard and at Adelanto Switchyard. As we started to look more and more into what we needed for the project, we realized that the authority from the operating agent wouldn't be enough to handle the burn rate from our commissioning, because the commissioning on both the Adelanto Switchyard and the converter stations is really ramping up at this point. And so that's why we're coming to the IPA board and the coordinating committee to get a contract that would allow us to continue the work that we need for commissioning, and at the burn rate that we need to continue to have BIC on site as we go through various activities on all of our sites related to the transmission system. So the original agreement with BIC was executed in October 2023. We have subsequently gotten change orders, again, under the operating agent's authority, as we've needed more and more support from BIC. But again, as we see it today, because of the burn rate that we're looking at and the different activities as we get to commissioning different pieces of the transmission project, we're coming to the board asking for an additional $2.5 million to add to that contract.
All right.
Hopefully I wasn't
over. Thank you, Greg, for the introduction. Are there any questions from any of the board members on the resolution before us?
Yeah, just a couple of clarifying ones. So is this increasing the budget or just the authority amount? Clarify that for me.
I believe that this is already in the budget, and if it's not, we do have another chance when we do update. Then, to make sure that I'm clear, the budget that you're talking about is the project budget, not the O&M budget. The project budget, it should be included already. I will verify that. Make sure that if it isn't, we do update the budget twice a year. And so, if it's not, we will make sure that it is updated to include this work. And then, sorry, there was a second part of your question.
Well, no, you've answered that. And then it's just a, really, it's a burn rate issue.
It's a burn rate issue, yes.
The other question I had is, I recall in the last meeting, the coordinating meeting, that Adelanto has significant delays. And so it just maybe speak to why this makes sense if we're, like, delayed, but we're asking because the pace is too fast, but yet we're delayed. Those seem counterintuitive.
It's a great question. As you look at the program overall, when it comes to the delivery of equipment and when it comes to the construction of various parts of the project, like the buildings and getting the different pieces of equipment in those various buildings and getting transformers installed, that most certainly is pushing the project beyond the original in-service date. The things that we're looking for, though, as things are sort of working concurrently, as we, install filter banks or we install different pieces of equipment, especially on the Adelanto Switchyard side, we still need that commissioning support as we get those different pieces of equipment. So it's not that we're doing all the testing and commissioning at the end. It's this ongoing activity as we get different pieces of equipment put in place and installed, like filter banks, circuit breakers, and things like that. So that's why we need it now, even though the overall project schedule is pushed out to 28.
Just wanted other questions from anybody online? Jason, Alan, anything you guys might have? Any questions?
No, this is Alan. I'm good.
This is Jason. I'm good. Thanks, Greg.
Right, thank you. As we move into a motion on this, Mr. Bodden, I believe the motion would be subject to final recommendation. recommendation from the coordinating committee?
Yeah, we don't quite have votes enough from the coordinating committee to cross the 80% threshold. So Eric did send motion language that he's recommending. We're expecting to get that, the 80%. So the motion would just be, and I can hand this to whoever wants to make the motion, but it, basically the effective date of the IPA board resolution will be the date of the resolution, which when we receive enough votes to cross the threshold for the coordinating committee. And I still expect that to be today, truthfully. But
1.43% and push it over the line.
Remember, you're voting...
Or am I voting for all Utah delegates?
That's right. You're voting the, what, 7% from...
Yeah, we'll cut it
right. But that doesn't quite get us there either. We actually need...
Hand it on the glasses. But maybe I could...
I think you're the closest.
Did he, man? Here, look. Oh, but you can use
it. See if you can read it. But that is the last thing I can.
Can you see it?
Okay. So I think at this time, based on the discussion, and no more seeing no further questions, I would accept a motion on this matter.
I move that the IPA Board of Directors approve resolution number IPA-2026-017 with the effective date of the resolution being the date upon which enough votes are cast by the members of the Intermountain Power Project Coordinating Committee to approve resolution number CC-2026-015.
Well stated in a very eloquent manner.
I'll second that.
There's a motion by Mark and a second by Les. Is there any further discussion on the resolution? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye. Unmute on the line if you need to.
Aye.
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 All right, is anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries unanimously and the resolution is approved. The remainder of our agenda, just if you'll note that the next scheduled meeting for the IPA Board of Directors is Monday, July 20th, 2026, at 1 o'clock in this room, the boardroom at the office. Is there any other business to come before the board?
Here. Oh, no, we had talked about potentially moving that, potentially hosting that down at the site for a site tour, but that's, okay. As of now, it's scheduled to the office. We'll obviously keep you posted on any potential changes.
Is there a motion to adjourn? Motion by Isaac, a second by Mark.
I'll second it.
All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Motion carries unanimously. Board meeting adjourned at 2:15 p.m.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Well, I like that meeting.
Thank you.